Let's go and talk about another horse that's coming back in the shorts. Well, I think it's in the shorts, is Eckstein for Kurt Goulburn. Morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Good, mate. Horse ownership, there's nothing like the excitement, is there?
No, look, it's great. And, you know, just to hear that that gentleman then, you know, you can hear in the voice how excited they all are. And, you know, it's great for the owners. And without them, we wouldn't sort of have the industry we have. So,
yeah.
You know, it's great that they're there and they're involved and they enjoy a bit of luck during their time.
Yeah, you're so right. Well, this mare now, a four-year-old mare, you're nominated for the shorts. Have you accepted this morning?
Yeah, we have, Andrew. Look, we had the option to either run here or go to Melbourne next week. But admittedly, she's never really sort of been a first up sort of horse. She seems to sort of take that run, and you know, we've had four goes first up, and then two goes second up, where she's been able to win both of them. So, you know, she's still a quirky little mare, and even though she's getting older, she's still got a few tricks up her sleeve. So, I just felt that keeping her here in Sydney and having her back home, you know, by that Saturday afternoon and everything before we go down to Melbourne, was just going to be the right tactic, obviously, you know, aiming more second up with her.
Yeah, understand. How is she? You've given her, is it just the one trial?
Yeah, just the one trial. Exactly what we sort of did last preparation before we went to Scone. And she's actually come back she's about 15 kilos heavier than what she went to the races first up last prep. So she's a bit stronger and probably a little bit more mature in that sense. But like I said, she's come back really well. I thought a trial there the other day was probably better than what her trial was last time before she went to Scone, first up last preparation. And obviously, you know, a big weight relief too. We went around in Scone with 61 kilos or something, and you know, she'll only have 54 admittedly in a much tougher field. But I just felt, like I said, first up, 54 kilos on her back. You know, she'll sort of get back and just be hitting the line strong.
It'll be interesting. I mean, we talk of trials, and I don't want to over-exaggerate the trial, but Ball of Muscle was obviously out there. It runs on Saturday. But Japanese Me, Terra Vista, and your mare, Eckstein, they all finished along the line together, didn't they? They all looked comfortable.
Yeah, they did. And that was, for me, that was probably the turning point, you know, coming into Saturday. I just felt that her best work was probably on the line. You know, you would have watched just after the trial. She'd sort of gone past Japanese Me and Terra Vista, and Karen still had a good hold of her. So it sort of showed to me that she was there and she was quite strong. And Karen's feedback was very good as well. You know, he did say that she probably didn't feel like, you know, the 1100 would suit. You know, she'd probably be better over the six furlongs. But like I said, just thinking of as a first up run in a lead up to the preparation in Melbourne, it just looks like the likely race for her to go in.
And what is the ideal trip for her? You've learned a lot about her over the last sort of 12 months. What are the aims in Melbourne?
Look, first up in Melbourne, I've got the option, so it's all going to determine Saturday. But she'll go straight to the 1400 in 3 weeks' time at Flemington on the 7th. I've got the option there, either a Group 2 or just a listed race. Then she'll go to the Tristark at Caulfield, and that's a fortnight before the Mire. So providing she comes through this well, I'm pretty confident she's going to travel to Melbourne and settle in well down there. She's sort of seasoned now. She's had a few trips to Queensland and things like that over the last few years. So we're pretty confident that she's going to settle in and be able to do that. And last preparation, she went to Brisbane and won the Glen Logan second up over 1300 on a heavy track. So I don't suspect the 1400 second up in Melbourne's going to be any issues at all.
And your instinct is telling you that the Mire, the trip won't be a concern for her, given that she's a bit stronger?
Yeah, no, look, I've always thought that she would, you know, be able to get the mile. It's been more, you know, her mental capacity. She like, you know, we all know she's got a few tricks and she still has to sort of go out with the pony and get out on the track early. And but even in that trial the other day, you know, she didn't sort of tug for more rein. She was quite happy just to come back under Karen and relax and sort of be there nice and settled. So I think she's just starting, and she's doing that inner work also. So I think she's just starting to sort of turn the corner now where, you know, we will be able to get her out to the mile. I'm quite confident that she's going to start to relax a lot better in her races.
Yeah. Well, we'll watch for a Saturday. As you've summarised there, you're just hoping the way she is that she's finishing off in this unbelievably strong shorts this year. But as long as she's hitting the line, that's what you're after.
Yeah, most definitely. Look, like, I mean, she's, you know, she's sort of, she's been there about, you know, against some handy horses. And so, look, we know it's a strong field. I predict there's probably going to be a bit of tempo with Ball of Muscle and Red Zell and those sort of horses in there. So, like I said, providing that, you know, we're back and she's settled and just hitting the line strongly, I think that's going to set us up nicely for when we head to Melbourne.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, mate. Well, we'll get the final field and the barrier draws between now and 10 o'clock, we hope. So good luck with it. I hope it's a good day on Saturday.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Kurt. Kurt Goldman there from Goldman with the latest on Eckstein lining up on Saturday.